You missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Make it make sense. Make sense. With Ayanda Nyati.
So Ayanda is here. He's here to do his job. Thank you. And he's going to make it make sense. The focus is on Msholozi.
Indeed. In 60 seconds, Ocham, like, make it make sense. So we are voting MK, if we are voting MK, but we're not going to, like I understand what's going on. Is Zuma part of the ballot paper or not? And if the ballot papers have been printed already, what happens after that?
Yeah, so it all started with this requirement for parties to hand over their signatures. I mean, to hand over their list of candidates, right?
Yeah.
And we know the former president has started the organization MK Party, or has backed the MK Party. It was already established. And part of the process allows for there to be objections along the way. If you have an issue for whatever reason for anyone who's on any candidate. There was an objection. The IEC upheld it. It was challenged at the electoral court. It went up all the way to the constitutional court. And today, what we heard is the final verdict, if you like. Essentially, the constitutional court said the former president has been sent to jail before. Therefore, he can't be on the candidate list. However, he is still the leader of the MK Party, and so his face will remain on the ballot paper, which means come the 29th of May, which is next Wednesday, by the way. You will see the former president's face, but he can't represent you in parliament.
Okay, so he's just going to be the CEO of MK Party. And
if
he's
going
to end there.
Or the face, yes, more aptly put.
Ambassador.
Right.
Which,
you know,
Kumba does a lot of those. Being an ambassador.
So he represents MK Party, but he's not going to parliament.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, and the whole point of voting, of course, is that you want your voice to be represented in the National Assembly and the NCOP, right? That's the whole point of contesting power. These are individuals who you feel will take your concerns to parliament, where laws are made so that your life can be better. In this case, Zuma is the face of the organization, but he can't do your batting in parliament because of that 15-month jail term he was given in 2021.
So I know that the MK previously have had a way with MPs and who's going to represent them at parliament. And they've had this thing out of their leaders are not necessarily going to be in parliament, and they are going to have a find a new way of actually electing people that will go to parliament. Doesn't this just play into that?
Well, yeah. So the MK Party had said that their NEC members, if you like, the leadership
structure.
Are not guaranteed a seat in parliament.
Yes.
Right. They had said that before, and maybe they had preempted today's ruling. We are mere mortals. But yeah, they can decide that. I mean, so how it works is once you guys have the votes, Nina sincerely alone decide who you're sending to parliament.
So are they entitled to appeal this ruling?
That's a good question. And the answer is no. Because the Constitutional Court is the highest court in the land. You cannot appeal a decision from that court, which is why the stakes were so high today. It's not only historic for this election, but it's jurisprudence for the future. If ever there's anybody in the future who gets a 15-month jail term, they're going to refer to this trial or this case around why that person can't go back to parliament.
So guys, if you're in the wrong and you're found guilty, just ask the judge. 14 months.
At least. At the
most. In school. In the Kumba's words. 1 year, 1 month in right.
Not anything.
In Jayam. With the Jayam, not
for clarity. For clarity. The threshold is actually 12 months. So, Melagnia is 11 months. So, yeah, the former president was well above the threshold. 15 months.
Above. Well, I wonder if it makes sense to you. Maybe it doesn't. But
no, it doesn't.
You can give us a call. You can give us a call on 086-000-959 or send us a voice note on 063-688-0959. Did Ayanda make it sense for
no,
you?
No, it doesn't make sense. No.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I want a chain. No, school. I want to do that. What you think, Lengo? I want to do that. Long cool. I don't know. Oh, I want to do that. Oh, shame.
First of all, you sound like a male chumut, but yeah, that's one. you know, this is the thing about when it comes to politics, they're like, and they're playing games with our lives. That's what they're doing, first of all. They're really playing games with our lives. So basically, Jacob Zuma is going to be like
the ambassador.
The ambassador, AMK.
Yeah.
So who does who do they send
to that guy that who registered?
He's still fighting, by the way.
He's fired that one. So yeah. Now, who do they send to Parliament? And Lamandozo send to Parliament. Are they known to the people that will be voting? Because so I think people that will be voting
vote for celebrities. Someone
they,
who's
popular. They don't vote for the political party per se.
Yeah,
they vote for the human being or the person that is on the ballot paper.
Yeah.
We're saying we trust you. No, we don't even trust the political party. We trust you to make right decisions for us, a parliament. Now you're not going to a parliament.
You know, but I think this has been a tricky thing for the MK from the onset. Remember, even when before Zuma became president, we just did not even know who the NEC was.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever who was backing the MK, they were backing them because of this big promise of this big change that's going to come with them. So I guess if you still believe in the big change that the MK is supposed to deliver, maybe it's a new stance, Kumba, that we start voting for things that we believe in and not necessarily the party or the person. And that's what the big conversation has been around these elections, that what do you believe in and which party represents that?
So also my take is that whoever is nominated to represent those people, I'm sure they'll get more than one person to be in parliament.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure they'll get
the votes. Yeah.
But whoever goes there, those people who go there, they'll still go back and consult with Umsholozi.
Yes.
Because he's the man.
He's not the elder.
He's got the experience.
Absolutely.
You know, and the reason why a majority of people are voting for this party is because of him.
Yeah.
So, omuntu oyokhuluma la kuparliament.
So basically, MK has a coach that is sitting on the stands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we don't know who's coaching this team.
Yeah.
And we don't know the first 11.
If that person
we love the coach.
But yeah, but it won't be obvious because that person who's representing the party is not going to say things like, Tito was a Josh Gore.
Hey, I can't. Can
the one thing about President Zuma that I like, that I love, not like, is that every time he goes to the courts to fight or he is involved in some court issue, we get to learn the law. So we have learned a whole lot about
so
the
true,
law.
Eh?
And thanks to him, we know most of he has cleared. He's been like a sandpaper, you know, clearing all these faults, clearing all these things, the impurities. Now people will know what they have to do when they go to court.
Now my take, Gore, vele Jacob Zuma never aye parliament, never a forfeite. I do melo ho forfeite all his presidential benefits that he tolang. Alo kena ko parliamenti, and there is a point of order. I tolab guy for that. Never aye. Unne intensely a face of Mkhonto we. After the elections, they were going to elect either Duduzani or Duduzile or whoever. Zuma never acknowledged the presidential benefits that just fell out for a parliamentary. Because of Nanza, they were okay, fine. Even if you're a winner, Mkhonto, never win 50% dead vote or never rule. But not now.
Yeah, maybe Duduzile. Duduzani doesn't want anything to do with the MK. Yeah. I'm 100% sure.
Did he ever register his party?
I don't know if he's registered. Yeah,
I don't think so. Actually, no, he's not contesting.
Yeah, he's not contesting.
But there were murmurs. I think he also kind of gestured towards the idea of contesting himself.
Sure.
Yeah, no, he's. I believe that he's not going there.
Oh,
yeah, okay. He will not be seen there. No, will he be?
He's
seen.
He's too handsome for it.
No, he's
way too cute for it. He is cute and handsome, guys. I'm right.
You are right.
I love it for me.
So, Uzuma Uzova, a ghostwriter. I'm a politician. It seems like no matter what they do, when Orlando Lumuntu, Osalanda Luguti Party and Zaranjan. So, I think it's like that. Thank you, Abonison, to Nomatum Food is in Zaranjan. You're going to want to love my support. I was a bum Kulumen. So, name K Party and Jalove. Hi, Susan's born.
I bafit. I wonder, was a politic bafit. Hey, I'm a Kesha law won't give my boy keep him. I'm a youth who keep you in the ma. Yeah, my kid. I'm a boy king. I'm a Kesha law. I see a Lelenja, the parliament. As when I believe, what if Panate parliament, Marube, in the age restriction? I think that's in 17, we are 7 months 6. Why when I bang a 7 by age of 60 or 65? That's Bulala, my Kesha law.
Yeah, very interesting.
The youth.
It's not going to happen, my brother. Things are going to stay the way they are.
Here's how I see it, guys. The party is not older than a year, but can be trusted to run our country. Number two, the guy that is supposed to be the president of MK, not so long ago, South Africa was against him, has turned its back on him, but now he's a favorite. What I see here is that the MK votes are going to file up with the ANC votes to give them the majority win. That's how I see it. They are playing with us here. You remove Zuma from MK, who has the knowledge and the skill to run a country? No one except him, because all those people, we didn't know of them. Only Zuma was the one that we know of.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.